Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Red Men TV's post-match podcast as the Reds took on Sporting Lisbon inside Yankee Stadium. My thoughts on the game to come in a moment, followed by the press conference from Jurgen Klopp as well. As always, you can interact with everything we do by tweeting in to @TheRedMenTV on Twitter. Hello everyone, I'm Paul Machen for the Red Men TV here inside Yankee Stadium as Liverpool's final game on the US pre-season tour ends with a sharing of the Western Union Cup scintillated. Perhaps the most underwhelming trophy celebration in the history. Compare that with the Champions League final and of course remind yourself that it is only pre-season. I was hoping for penalties. I think we were all in the stadium thinking, okay, little penalty shootout. Get to gauge, you know, what we've got in terms of the young players, potential penalty takers for future games this season. Can, you know, we see Brewster again? Will we see Wilson again? Will Fabinho take one? Nah, just share it. Just have a really, really awkward moment where Jordan Henderson and Bruno Fernandes have to stand there with a trophy. But such it is. It was actually a pretty good game of football. I think the first 60 minutes, as you tend to see with these games before you start making the heavy changes, I thought it was really good. I thought we saw obviously moments of madness from Simon Mignolet. I don't know why I've just gone for the French pronunciation. The fact that he's been at Liverpool for like 5 years now, 6 years, and I've never once called him Simon. I've always called him Simon. It's weird, but we're going with it. Absolute howler for the first goal. Not great at all. Whether the ball shifts, he misjudges it, he goes down to claim it, hits his arm and goes in. But to his credit, I thought he had a fantastic game all round. Made a couple of really good saves, smart saves, and there's a double save right at the end of the first half, which, you know, maintains at the time Liverpool's 2-1 lead. There was some, I think, some real standout performances. Gini Wijnaldum started on the left of a front three for Liverpool tonight, and I thought he was arguably the strongest of the front three on the night, creating chance after chance for it with his intelligent positioning and his touch. Very, very encouraging indeed. James Milner, great in midfield. James Milner, absolutely sound when he moved to left back in the second half as well. So, you know, again, encouraging versatility from him and Gini, in fact, who had a decent game when moved back into the midfield after the substitutions in the second half as well. Divock Origi with another poacher's finish. Typical Divock Origi, ran well, got in behind well, looked strong, looked powerful, looked direct. And when the ball drops, he sticks it in the back of the net, and you know, I thought Jordan Henderson was really good as well. Tidy moving the ball around, but supporting the attack. Good header, well saved by the Sporting goalkeeper, which leads to Divock Origi's goal. As I already mentioned, Gini Wijnaldum scoring another one, a fantastic performance from him. It was fine, it was absolutely fine. As far as the spectacle goes, you know, I think Liverpool fans really could have done with seeing a win here. I think that goes without saying. Look, it's as much as it is a pre-season game, you just never like to see Liverpool not win. And that's now, what, two defeats and a draw over in the US. Now, of course, what we started to see here was Liverpool getting down to the real business of kicking off towards, the start of the new season. A very, very strong side that they put out today, which I think gives you far more indication of what we're likely to see as we get towards the kickoff of the new season, with the Charity Shield looming large on the horizon against Man City. We went for that stronger midfield. Klopp referenced it post-match against Sevilla and talked about how the players yet didn't really fulfil his requirements for what he needs from that midfield to make the system work. And I think, you know, seeing Fabinho in the six, seeing him pretty much, I think he got the full 90 there as well.
One of only a couple of players who actually did complete the full game. Obviously, Jordan Henderson back into that more offensive midfield role. We saw James Milner in midfield. We saw when he came on the pitch, we saw Adam Lallana in there. Kids. The point is that I think that starting 11, you can look at that and you could see that we're not messing around anymore. It's not a case of throwing all the kids in and seeing what it is. I think we're going to start to see with the next couple of games coming up, you'll probably see the younger lads phased out of these match day squads. Maybe still around the squads, but less likely to get game time. Probably the last we'll see are the likes of Bobby Duncan, for example. But maybe we might see a little bit more of Kent and Wilson, because obviously we saw Oxlade-Chamberlain play in the front two. He was fine. Genie Wijnaldum there. I wonder whether us seeing Genie there is a little indication to Wilson and Kent that we're not quite seeing enough there, that they're vying for contention for that slot, because it feels like Liverpool will need to fill one of that front three. I can't see Sadio Mane starting the season. Let me know in the comments, though, or tweet me at the Paul Machen, or tweet at the Redmen TV. Who do you think, you know, if Mane's not going to start the season, who would be your number one contender for that slot? You presume Firmino and Salah will start. Of the likely contenders, is it just as simple as putting Origi out there, out on the left-hand side, perhaps? Or is it one of the youngsters? Once again, we're seeing Kent direct running, but not quite having the end product. We're seeing Harry Wilson being very tidy, getting in the right places. But I'd say Genie Wijnaldum looked probably the best option we've had there of these pre-season games so far. Next up then, let's hear from manager Jurgen Klopp in the press conference after that game.
Jurgen, as you head back tonight, I just wonder, what are your overall thoughts of what you've seen from the players on this trip to America?
It was an intense time, intense week, three games in a pretty short period after a couple of days training in Liverpool for the boys who were in from the first day. It was absolutely okay. For the others, was a bit maybe too much, but we had to do it anyway for different reasons. And All good. Was nice to meet all the people who were obviously with us tonight. To say, outstanding atmosphere. I think we stuck a bit in the traffic. I think probably all the people as well stuck in the traffic to come here, and then to show up in the kind of showed up was just nice. That's really good. From a sports point of view, I'm happy to go back, because obviously different time zone is something you need a couple of days to adapt to it, and now we are in it, now we leave. but it's all okay. We have an important week ahead of us, that we go to Evian, France, have their proper training camp. Before that, we have again a very tricky game against Napoli, and we have to, but and then the game against Lyon we pretty much organized only because of the boys who came back. Hopefully they all can feature some minutes in that game. That would be really important. Yeah, impression outstanding. But how I said, after this trip, nobody should talk to me too often anymore about the Champions League trophy. That's now finished. I hope we don't carry it with us all the time still, and so that we really can start writing a new book or chapter or whatever.
One player already home is Nathaniel Clyne. I just wonder how tough a period is this for him now, facing 6 months out or so, whilst he's in the final year of his contract as well.
Yeah. What can I say? It's really a shame that it happened, but it was, I think, a normal situation. It didn't look like, we watched it back, because Clyne himself thought it's a knock, nothing else. That's how it felt in the first place. From all the injuries you can get, ACL is always the one you don't want to have. But if you get an ACL, then he has the best one of it, to be honest. That's how it is. It's isolated. It's only ACL. It's not 100% ruptured, but still needs a surgery. So that all will take time. Yeah, but half a year. There's another half a year to show up again. So I don't think it will have a big influence on Kleine's career or whatever. But, of course, it's not a very good moment for a player. But for us as well, not a good moment, to be honest. That's how it is. You can prepare as much as you want. There are always problems you cannot prepare for, and this is one of them.
Will the injury have any influence on any transfer business you might be doing?
No.
None whatsoever?
No whatsoever, no. This injury will not have influence on our transfer.
Good evening, Mr. Klopp. I would like to ask your opinion about this game of Sporting, what you like more or less about your team, and if you were happy to face Bruno Fernandes in Manchester United next season.
It was a good game. It was a good game. Two teams with similar problems, not all players involved, but both played football, both tried to play football. I liked our game, to be honest, in the first half. Our especially, it was really good. We put a lot of pressure on them, and we put some players in positions they are not 100% familiar with, but decided for a lineup with players they know each other. They played in a lot of games with each other, and I think that worked really well. But then, of course, we conceded that first goal. Bruno is a sensational player, but that ball will not be off a goal. That ball will not be off a goal. So Simon knows that. Simon had, apart from that, a brilliant game, but that of course was a goalie mistake. Happens. We reacted well on that, really well. Scored the two goals. Nice goals actually. I like them, and could have scored the third one before half time.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Sporting as well after the corner. So that was a proper preseason game, probably with a lot of mistakes because of the intensity of the training we all do for Sporting. Was not easy for sure, because I think they flew in and fly out, which is pretty special. That's how a preseason game should be. Completely fair. Everybody was hard, but not overly hard, and everybody tried to win the ball and not to make a foul. That I like that. That was all good. And the second part of the question, Bruno Fernandes to Manchester United. Yeah, if we'll do that, then we will face him. He's obviously a really good player. They have already a few really good players, so would make them probably stronger. It's not nice, but yeah, it's not our cup of tea, to be honest.
Hi, Jürgen. Just piggybacking off of that question, is there anything in particular you liked about, you know, today, how the team played? Is there anything you thought that the team needed to work on a bit more?
Yes, we have to work on everything. That's normal. But I liked a lot. I liked a lot of moments in the first half. I liked a lot. Positioning was much better. Defending was better. We were closer together, apart from the second goal we conceded. Well, pretty wide. I don't know. There was a lot of grass between our players. I have to watch it back. I don't know exactly how it happened. Apart from that, really a lot of moments, and then it was intense. We have players in the team that played tonight 60, 70 minutes, 9 days in training with the sessions we had. It's a bit too much usually, actually, but we have to do it because we don't have that much time. So they had to go through that. You could see it. First half was really good. Then there was a little like a dip when everybody felt intensity, but that's normal that you feel it. You only have to fight it. But I liked a lot of the game tonight. We had sensational set pieces. I think Okay, so really good goalie saves, but a bit luck as well involved for Sporting. And so, no, that was a good step for us, a really good step.
Coach,
I like your shirt.
Thank you. Chinadu, Amsterdam News. I know the goal for preseason always is just trying to leave healthy, but what has been the greatest challenge in the preseason, more especially now having matches in Notre Dame Stadium, Fenway Park, Yankee Stadium now? You're going, you know, to play a French team now. What has been the biggest challenge for the team, you'd say?
In Notre Dame and Boston? When I was in the weather, I think we hit the two hottest days of the year pretty much. That was really, when we played, that was a big challenge for the session as well, but especially the games. Yeah, pitches are always a challenge in America because we play in wonderful stadiums, but there are usually no soccer stadiums, so that makes it a bit tricky. Tonight it was really funny because the pitch is not, I don't know, symmetric. It was not directly, you thought, hey, something is wrong. The stand is there and the pitch is like this. So, but it's everybody did a really good job to make it happen, and we decided to go here, and it's really good. I like it a lot. It's not allowed for me to say too many good things about the Yankees because we are obviously Red Sox. But but especially from that point of view, they were really nice to us, and it was a very good experience for the young boys, especially. How I said, it was really nice to be here, but it's good as well because we play in England, so it's good to go back and to Europe and train there in conditions we are used to, and so then everything is fine. Yes, it was very important that we have injuries, unfortunately, especially with Kleine now and Paul Klatzel. I mean, we were at home, a young kid, but apart from that, we came through so far. That's really important to us. Now we get back, hopefully, six players. So when we come home, Naby Keita should be ready to train, hopefully. Shaqiri should be ready to train and then hopefully to play. Mo, Bobby, and Ali, and then a week later, Sadio Mane as well. So they're obviously pretty important players for us. And so far, so good. But we have things to improve, of course, and we have to make sure that we are ready for the start and then continue. That's it.
Sorry, again. Just I think one of the positives will have to be Ox, because people might realise how long it is since he's actually played. I don't think he will have played that long a game, would he, since he was injured tonight?
Two in a row now, with 60 minutes, I think, Ox both in last game. So, yeah, it's very important, very important. Today was a bit unlucky. Ox has a bit of calf problem. It's not a tear or whatever. It's just he has it from time to time, and intensity gets maybe a bit too high for him, but he had to go through. The first, I think, 15-20 minutes, as long as Ox was really involved in the game, was really good. And then he felt that and could not really be part of the game anymore. And that's then, not too cool for all the others if you're someone is sometimes in and sometimes not. So on and off. But no, apart from that, really important. So far, he could make pretty much all sessions, which is unbelievably important. Yeah, very positive things. Yeah, a lot of positive things in the preseason yet so far. That's how it is. It's just you see it as well. We know that it's every year the same in the preseason. You have these kind of games. They're important, but they have no real value at the end because Premier League, the intensity, the concentration level, everything is immediately on a completely different level when you start that. But anyway, we have to talk now about these games because we didn't play any other games. And there are some things I liked, some things I didn't like, and we can work on both. And that's the time, with the time we have. It's not the longest period, but it must be long enough for us. That's it.
Hey, again, I was just thinking, you know, we didn't have the front three. They were all out, but it gave the young lads a big chance to step up. What was your thoughts on the performance of the likes of Harry Wilson, Ryan Kent, Brewster, those type of fans?
Very good moments, very, very good moments, especially Harry. They're all good players. Ryan had sensational moments, even in the Sevilla game. One situation is his big strength, a wonderful kid, wonderful player. Harry as well. And Rian is in a similar situation like Oxis. So he didn't play for a long, long time, and that he could do all sessions, and he did all the sessions. But and then the games now, especially around the Sevilla game, you could see in training, you know, it's really a bit too much for him. But in sports, it's like this. You cannot only train on the sunny days. You have to work on the other days as well. And so, yeah, very good moments in the preseason. But it's for all the boys, always a big challenge as well to show up on one hand side. They feel probably under pressure, which I shouldn't, but it's natural that it happens. And so I'm happy about that, absolutely.
Jürgen, welcome to New York. Thank you. Hope you're enjoying our wonderful city.
yeah.
So we know that Pep Guardiola is going to be dissecting your team piece by piece. And we know that there's been an evolution over the time that you've been at Liverpool year by year. What differently can we expect to see in the Premier League from your team from last year, per se, if anything?
He picks us, what is a piece for piece by piece, and I tell you, give you the rest of what of the information. But I would be actually happy if we could start on a similar level like last year. That would not be bad. That helps. And then, yeah, of course, we have to make steps. We have a lot of space for improvement. But yeah, it's easy to plan these things, what you want to improve in your office, and then you go on a pitch and then you miss three players and you miss two players and then four others are not there and stuff like this. And you have always to react pretty quickly, and that's one is a pretty theoretical part of football, and then when you're in the job you realize that's all. You can throw it in a bin so often, your wonderful plans, like 10 minutes before a game or whatever. So stability, consistency, fighting for results, that's all is really important. But consistency on a high level is pretty much the most important thing. And if we can do that again, then we are difficult to play. Eh? We can really be a bit annoying when you play against us, and that must come again. People must think if when they go to Liverpool or if we go to them, that's not fun when we come. And that's, we will work on that. But it was, how I said, last season a lot of things were good. We didn't change too much in the team, obviously. So these things should be there again, and then you make the next step. The boys are a year older and a year more experienced, and I would like to see that on a pitch, actually.
Thank you.
Hi, quick question. One player in particular, Anderson Arroyo. You have a very big following and within the Latin American community, even more so Colombian. We're wondering if you're going to bring him back from loan.
Who?
Anderson Arroyo.
Ah, okay. If we bring him back on loan, yeah, that's a difficult. The system in England is a bit difficult, huh? So, actually, I think in the moment he's not allowed to play for us. So we need to work with these loan things, and not directly. Let me say it like this. So, still to he can improve, obviously, and he will. I'm sure, because the age he's in, really good player as well. We have a lot of really young good players, but it's the world, the football world out there is pretty hard. So, and the boys need time to be ready for that. Some of them do the step earlier, and some do it a bit later. That doesn't mean say anything about the person or the player. It's just a matter of fact, and that's. Yeah, he is in that process, and everything will be fine. So he has a nice and beautiful future. You're welcome.
Thank you very much, everyone, for listening to the podcast. Do drop a 5-star rating on it if you can. If you want the latest Liverpool news, check out Red Men News on YouTube. And, of course, follow us at the Red Men TV as well. And if you need more analysis, go to the redmentv.com for the instant match reaction show. Cheers.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.